Have you seen the Numa Numa dance? If not, go to YouTube.com and search Numa Numa, and you will see a video that has been seen by over 700 million people. YouTube has given us endless possibilities. If a silly video like this has brought laughter to so many people, imagine how you could use YouTube. On a very basic level, YouTube quite simply allows you to share videos with others, whether you are a business or an individual. If you have a family video you want to share with a relative on the other side of the country, simply upload it onto YouTube and send them the link. YouTube makes it easy for personal use. Let's say you are more ambitious and want to reach a larger audience to advertise or entertain. Unless you have a video of an adorable kitten falling asleep or something truly hysterical, don't expect your video to go viral or even get that many hits. You see a lot of ads for popular products no matter where you go on the net or even offline. This type of advertising is solution-oriented. You are acutely aware of the problem and are even familiar with it, so much so that you would actually know what solution you need. Everyone is bombarded by solutions all the time. So when one of the solutions you're seeing will fix a problem that you have, then you're going to think, aha, because now you know where to buy it. Solution: sleeping pills. Your blog is all about sleeping pills of just about any brand. Your entire blog has pages and pages of sleeping pills, and each one is reviewed. You would also discuss what would cause you to want to take sleeping pills. Whereas the problem-oriented blog would feature many different types of solutions, you are focused on one solution group. There are no alternate fixes here. You don't tell people about exercises or anything else because you want them to buy the sleeping pills you're selling. Any business has only one objective, and that is sales, be it a product or a service. The only way to do this is to make people aware that you are providing a particular product or service. Companies spend between 3% and 10% of their total sales just to do this. In corporate parlance, this is called marketing. When you advertise in different venues, so that you let people know exactly what it is that you provide. With so much money at stake, companies are always looking for ways in which they can get the same kind of exposure without spending as much money, and the web is giving them that opportunity.